It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to the Fortside Fieldhouse, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Marion local Lady Flyers. Indians come in at 2 wins, 4 losses. Flyers come in with 3 wins, no losses. And it should be a pretty interesting game tonight. I hope the Indians are bringing their A game, because they're going to be playing a pretty good team here tonight. So I'm hoping it's going to be a pretty good outcome for our Indians, but we're just going to have to really work hard against this tough Flyer team. We've played some pretty good games against some pretty good teams and have come away with losses. So we're just going to have to step it up, learn how to win, I guess, or figure it out. We've had some spots where we just couldn't score for long periods of time. And then other times when we've scored a lot of points in a short amount of time. So we have to increase those scoring streaks and eliminate those droughts. So coming up, we have if you're looking at your schedule, you may see the boys are supposed to be playing at Marion Local tomorrow. Obviously, with them just finishing just a week ago winning the state football championship, they are not in basketball mode yet. They'll go a little quicker than most teams. They'll probably go in within 10 days, but they are not going now. So that is scheduled for January 28th. But also on your schedule, boys play at Bradford, and that is going to happen, of course. That'll be simulcasting WPGW, and the huddle video will be available next week, Tuesday. The girls will be at St. Mary's, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the huddle video will be available there. Thursday, the girls are at Parkway. That's varsity only, and that'll be simulcasting WPGW, and the huddle video will be available for that. Then Friday, the boys host Parkway. That'll be our broadcast, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and our audio will be on the huddle or NFHS video or both, like it is tonight. They're working on getting the huddle going. I didn't get a chance to talk to Amy to see if that is going yet, but if it is, we're probably on there too, but it's definitely on the NFHS video, if not the huddle or both. The NFHS and huddle will be available for next Friday's game. And then Saturday, the boys will host Ansonia and will simulcast WPGW with their audio on the huddle video. That'll be an NFHS, of course, will be available. Ansonia is Coach Tony Overton's team down there at Ansonia, and he's doing a pretty good job down there in his second year, and get a chance to talk to him every once in a while, and he's pretty encouraged about how the program is kind of turning around. Getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to take a couple-minute break. We'll be back very shortly.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's time for year-end savings at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited time offer. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
At Bini Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
The holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls and, of course, their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken. Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on their Christmas list, and Miracle Lanes has just what you need to solve that problem for you. Miracle Lanes gift cards. You can get them from $5 up to $500, and they can be used for anything they sell at Miracle Lanes. Bowling equipment and games, food, drinks, anything they offer at Miracle Lanes. Don't spend your time looking online or in the stores for something they don't want. Just head out to Miracle Lanes and get your Christmas shopping done fast and easy, and they'll love you for it. Miracle Lanes gift cards, the best Christmas gift you can give them.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the, the Marion Local Flyers. Doing something new here. We got somebody with a flashlight. We turned off the lights, and somebody with a bright flashlight is doing a little introduction of the players. And there's a little bit of smoke going on, purple smoke. Wasn't expecting that, so I don't have lights here, so I'm going to be doing in the blind here while we're doing things, but we're going to have all of our regular starters, and I can't read Marion Local's numbers here, so I think there's a couple of different Ronnebaum girls going to start for them. One's a freshman and one's a senior, and I think for the Indians, it's going to be Cameron Mullenkamp and McKenna Hillscamp, Bridget Homan, Kennedy Mullenkamp, and Carly Niekamp, I believe, is what we're going to have. Yep. So I think we're just about ready to roll here. And it'll be number 22, Maya Eckstein. Jumping against Carly Niekamp. Indians getting ready to go here in this second MAC contest. Again, Flyers coming in at 3 wins, no losses. Indians coming in at 2 wins, 4 losses. Tip goes to the Flyers, and it is Number 40, Faith Ronnebaum, with the ball. And she's a sophomore. Gets it out to... I didn't catch who got that first shot. So it is 3-0 for the Flyers leading. And it's we bring it down to the other end, and it is knocked away. And the official says McKenna Hulskamp fouled her on the ensuing fight for the ball, kind of down on the open end of the gym where the Fort Recovery student section is, and it is student night tonight. So Flyers bringing the ball down. It is over in the left corner, coming back out on the left wing. Top of the dribbles over the top of the key, over to the right wing, fakes the shot, and dribbles in, kicks it back out. Out at the top of the key again, and that is Ava Unrest. And it is inside. They pass it over to another Flyer. And I believe that was number 22, Maya Eckstein. And it is 5-0. Cameron Munkamp with the ball. Kenna Hulskamp has it. And taken away by the Flyers. And they're going the other way. It is Maya Eckstein again. Over to Faith Ronnebaum in the corner. And she gets it. They're out on the left wing now. And try to get it down underneath on the right side, and they're inside, up and in. I think she was in there way more than 3 seconds, but no call, and it usually isn't. McKenna with the rebound and gets it to Cameron Mullenkamp, to Schmitz, to Kennedy Mullenkamp, dribbling out, dribbles to the left key. She's guarded by Chloe Ronnebaum, and back over to Schmitz in the corner, back to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll go inside, partially blocked. We'll call that, and it'll be the Flyers with, I'll call it a rebound. They go up, they'll go inside, can't get it, and get their own rebound, go back up, and it's going to be a foul on Emma Schmitz. Her second foul. And I'm looking to see if we're, yep, Bridget Holman is sitting at the scorer's table waiting to come in, and she'll come in. She's replacing McKenna Hulskamp. Okay. So Emma Schmitz is staying in with two fouls. Bridget Holman replaces McKenna Hulskamp. And that one is up and in. It's 6-0 Flyers, just under 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Carly has the ball. We are getting deep into this 10-second count and kind of just looking around. We do finally get it down court, but it is kind of knocked away by the Flyers, but touched last by Bridget Holman. And they will take it out on the side in Indian side of the court. And they'll get it down court finally after about 7 seconds. Go inside. Kind of wide open, but Kennedy Mullenkamp came over and blocked the shot. Rebound to Carly. Kennedy got back to Kennedy. She gets it across the 10-second line. She's dribbling out, dribbles down into the right corner. She'll kick it back out to Cameron Mullenkamp at the top of the key. Gets it back out to Kennedy. Kennedy's dribbling, and she'll bring it to the left side. Tries to go inside, taken away by the Flyers. And it will be a nice Euro step up and no good. And rebound to the Flyers immediately, tied up by, I believe it was Cameron Mullenkamp. So the jump ball goes to the Indians. 5 minutes on the first quarter scoreboard. 6-0 Flyers. Carly Niekamp has the ball. She'll bring it across. Guarded closely. It gets it to Bridget Holman. She tries to go inside. She was bumped by a Flyer. No real serious contact, but it did cause her to lose the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Flyer ball. And it'll be Chloe Ronnebaum. They get it up to Faith Ronnebaum, who they threw it a little bit out of her reach. She did get her fingers on it, and it bounced over. And I think Tim Heitkamp was able to play that one. So It'll be the Indians' ball out of bounds. Cameron throws it into Carly. Carly going to bring it up with some pressure by Maya Eckstein. And she tries to throw it to Cameron, and it bounced off of her hands into a Flyers' hands. A little short jumper, no good. And I believe that's Homan with the rebound. Bridget brings it up, and she's gets it off to Carly, top of the key. She'll dribble to the left wing, gets it over to Cameron. She'll dribble. They're doing the dribble pass, the crisscross passing, and Homan has it. She'll bring it around the right side, tries to bounce pass to Kennedy Mullenkamp in the corner and out of her reach. So 4 minutes, 4 seconds, and it will be Emerson Mesher taking it out for the Flyers. And it's stolen by Kennedy Mullenkamp. She puts it up. No good. She was looking for a foul. Cameron gets a rebound. She goes up, and shot's no good, but she was fouled by, looks like it'll be number 23, Emerson Mesher. Oh, yep. So Cameron will go to the line, trying to get the Indians' first points here halfway through the first quarter. That one's off the back of the rim and no good. McKenna Hills-Camp will come in to replace Emma Schmitz. So Cameron gets one more shot, still 6-0 Lady Flyers. 3 minutes, 53 seconds left here in the first quarter. Shots up off the back of the rim, front of the rim and no good. Rebound to the Flyers. They'll bring it up. It's Ava Unrast. So the official has stopped things, and so I think he's saying that the clock might not have started, so he takes 7 seconds off the clock. So that'll be Flyers ball in front of the scorer's table. Get it in, and they'll dribble it around to the top of the key and over to the right wing, and she'll go in, and she tried to make a move inside, and McKenna picked up her second foul. She was there. I thought that the Flyer initiated the contact, but they get her for the foul, and that's her second, and she comes out, and Schmitz comes back in. So each one of them has two fouls. A three-point shot by the Flyers. Couldn't see which number. Rebound to the Flyers. That's no good, and Carly Niekamp, one of the girls, tried to tie her up. She just yanked the ball right out of her hand. So the Indians have the ball, and it is Cameron dribbling around top of the key to Carly. And Carly tries to kick it out, and the girl did tie her up just long enough. Carly yanked it out of her hand again, but the official, I believe that's Paul Winkiewicz, called a foul. It is Flyers ball on the alternating possession. One of the officials said it was ours, but I'm not sure if he looked at something wrong or if they hadn't switched the button. But anyway, 6-0, 5 minutes into the first quarter, Flyers leading our Indians. And it's been that for quite a while here, 2 or 3 minutes. And it'll be Faith Ronnebaum dribbling down. Goes up with a shot, rebounded by the Flyers. Another shot up. No good, and the fight for the rebound goes out of bounds, and it goes to our Lady Indians, and they are putting us in a press, which has been a problem for us all year. Cameron throws it into Kennedy. Kennedy was moving when Cameron thought she was going to stand still. She got her hands on it and almost got control, but went out of bounds underneath the Marion local basket. So the Flyers will have the ball. They get it into Maya Eckstein. She dribbles into the lane, goes up for a shot, no good. Rebounded by Homan. She'll bring it down, gets it to Carly Niekamp, inside to Emma Schmitz. She gets back out to Carly. Three-pointer up and good. 2 minutes, 30 seconds here left in the first quarter, and the Indians finally get their first basket. Oh, I thought that went off of the Flyer player's foot. He said it was off of Cameron Mullenkamp. I didn't think that that was, but nobody seems to be that excited about it, so apparently I was wrong. But 6-3 now. Flyers taking the ball out the length of the court, and it is Ava Unrast, and she'll try to get it up court, and Bridget Holman knocks it away into the scorer's table, and Dave Tobin hands the ball to Steve Oren, and the Flyers will take it out right in front of the scorer's table, and it'll be the Flyers bringing the ball up. Unrest with the ball out top, and she'll throw it off to the right wing, Kaylin Toby, and she dribble out to there, out to the left wing, shot up, no good. Rebound Flyers up, no good. Rebound Flyers again, knocked away. Ball loose, and it is Cameron Mullenkamp dives and throws the ball back to Carly Holman from the right corner, and she has a three-pointer, and we are tied. No, it's a two-pointer, they're saying. So it's 6-5 Flyers, but the Indians have scored the last 5 points, two straight baskets in less than a minute, and we had played the whole quarter without scoring a point at all. Flyers bring it down. Indians knock it away as they're trying to get it down into the left corner, and goes out into the hall. Carly goes out and gets it. I don't think she had time to get to the popcorn stand, but it'll be Flyers ball under their own basket, and it'll be Kaylin Toby bringing the ball in, and she'll get it to Maya Eckstein. She goes inside, and they go up, and it's in, and again, she was more than 3 seconds in the lane. That was Avea Unrest, A-V-A-E, Unrest. And so it'll be 8-5 now. Kennedy Mullenkamp dribbles across. They said she dragged her foot as she stopped. So it's 8-5. It'll be Flyers ball in front of their own bench. They'll go the length of the court. It'll be Kaylin Toby, going to get the ball in. And Carly almost steals it. They get it back to Toby. They get it inside, back out to the left wing, or left corner. That's off right wing, Kaylin Toby. That's short. They rebound again, but Kennedy Mullenkamp takes it away. And if you're hearing a lot of students, it is student night. Students get in free. They had free ice cream at between the games. Kennedy gets it to Carly Holman in the right corner by herself. Off. And Cameron Mullenkamp with the rebound, drives up and in. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. 8-7. Indians trailing the Flyers by one. And the Flyers getting the ball up court. Passes it to Natalie Evers, who took her eye off the ball for a second, went off of her and into the scorer's table. So Cameron Mullenkamp will trigger the ball into Kennedy with 26 seconds to go. And Kennedy gets the ball up, and she gets a screen from Schmitz, and she'll dribble down into the corner, then across the lane, over to the right corner for Carly. She'll go up with a little hook shot, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. A chance to tie it up with one foul shot and take the lead with the second foul shot. 10.1 seconds left here in the first quarter. Carly Niekamp at the line. Flyers leading 8-7. First quarter action here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse on student night. Carly's first shot up, and good. We're tied at 8 apiece. This gives them a chance, gives the Indians a chance to take the lead after being down 7-0. No, 6-0, I'm sorry. Then we got 5 in a row, then they got 2, then we got 3 more here, and Carly's second one bounces around the rim and in, and the Indians lead 9-8. Flyers going to the length of the court. Indians with a little bit of pressure, and they'll get it across. A little bit of a trap. They're able to break that, and they're going to go try to get it in. They're going to take a long shot. No good. Long rebound, and Cameron gets the rebound just as the clock stops. So after one, it is Fort Recovery 9, Marion Local 8. And they're getting ready to give away some attendance prizes for the students. So again, student night, lots of stuff going on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with quarter number 2 right after this from Cooper Farms.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians, after trailing 6-0 for almost the entire quarter, now lead 9-8 over the Marion Local Flyers. Flyers coming in at 3-0. Indians coming in at 2-4. So after one, Indians with the lead after a flurry of points in the last 2 minutes and making a game out of it. It didn't look like much of a game for a while. We couldn't get a shot off. We couldn't break their press. We get the ball to start it. Kennedy Mullenkamp has it way out on the left wing. She gets it over in the right corner to Homan. She gets a little short jumper off the rim, no good, and rebound by the Flyers. And they'll be bringing it up. They'll get it to the left wing. I think they just made a travel but didn't call it. And it is, looks like...
It might be a little too little for you, but you might have to...
Caitlin Toby. So... we're going to call a foul. Foul on number 10. On Schmitz. Okay, I thought that was her third foul. It's only her second, Schmitz. And so the Flyers will have it out under their own basket. Tried to go inside, but comes back out. And shot up. No good. And Carly Niekamp with the rebound. Homan goes in, gets it back out to Schmitz. Niekamp from the left wing. Three-pointer just off. Looked like it was going to be good. And it's rebounded by the Flyers, and Emma Schmitz tips it away off of the Flyer player, and it'll be the Indians basketball under their own basket. Cameron Niekamp is going to trigger it into Carly Niekamp, and Cameron Mullenkamp tries to go back inside to Cameron. And she is fouled by, looks like number 24. I'm guessing Chloe Ronnebaum. Nope, 21. Nope, that's on Toby. That's on 21. I thought it was on Ronnebaum. They called it on Kaylin Toby. And it'll be the Indians ball under their own basket. One foul for each team here in quarter number two. Kennedy Mullenkamp gets it out to Carly deep on the right wing. She'll give it to Homan. Homan would drive in. Shot up, no good. And rebounded by the Flyers. And they'll bring it up right corner. They'll dribble it back out to the right wing. That was Toby. The numbers are a little hard to read because they're big numbers, but they're kind of blurred together so in ponytails. So it's Natalie Evers. And she'll get it off to, I believe that's Ronnebaum. And... she's going to kick it to Emerson Mesher. She'll get it back to, looks like number 10, Ava Unrast. They'll get it inside. Shot up, no good. Rebound by the Flyers, and that's good. And I believe that was number 20, Natalie Evers. And it is 10-9. Flyers retake the lead. 6-14 here in quarter number two. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the ball. Just about lost it at the at midcourt, but gets it back. And Homan gets it. Shot inside off the backboard. No good. And it'll be a rebound by the Flyers. They get it up court quickly. They try to go inside. Back outside. And shot up. No good. Rebound by Homan. And she'll bring it up. And she gets it to Carly. Carly drives in. And no good. Gets her own rebound, and it is knocked out of her hands, but our ball, the Indians' ball. For the Flyers, Maya Eckstein, and it looks like Chloe Ronnebaum also in for the Flyers. And it'll be Cameron Mohnkamp taking the ball out of bounds under our basket into Homan. She tries to go up, knocked away. Flyers with the ball. And it'll be Chloe Ronnebaum bringing the ball up, and she gets it in the left corner. Drive up and good, and it's 12-9. 5 minutes, 25 seconds left here in the second quarter. And Carly Niekamp will bring the ball up for the Indians. 12-9 Flyers. Homan in the right corner. She'll dribble across the lane. Cameron Mohnkamp to Kennedy Mohnkamp. She fakes a three to Carly Niekamp. Cameron over in the right corner to Bridget Homan. She dribbles in, makes a nice shot off the backboard and in from the left side. And that is Homan again. It's 12-11 Flyers. And Indians have Flyers trapped in the corner here, but they get loose, they get it out, and they get it to, I think that's Kaylin Toby. Nope, that was Mesher. So Emerson Mesher. So it is 15-3. Kennedy with the ball. Carly loses it, knocked away by the Flyers, and scrum for the ball. And they call, the Flyers call a timeout. Our coach says they did not even close to have possession. You have to have possession to call a timeout. Coaches, of course, they aren't going to pay any attention to his protest. We'll be back right after this. Timeout in Flyers.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age children, so we can help you cross a name or two off your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. Check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Union City and Bernie, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians trailing 15-11, led 9-8 at the end of the first quarter. And 4:27 left here in quarter number two. And it'll be the Flyers ball after a little scrum and a timeout by the Flyers. So it'll be 22 Maya Eckstein triggering it in for the Flyers. She has Mesher and Chloe Ronnebaum with her. They pass it to Ronnebaum. She passes it back, and it goes through her hands. Carly Niekamp with the ball. She's working to go up, and I saw a foul. He saw the travel. So it'll be he blew the whistle, thought about it a while. He'd really stalled on that and then ended up calling the travel. I think he was thinking, what order did these things happen? So I think what he thought was that she traveled before the foul. Anyway, Flyers have the ball. Indians trying to keep them on there on the other side of the 10-second line, but they get it across. Have it out on the right wing to top of the key. Over to the right wing again with Eckstein. Eckstein gets it to Mesher. Mesher to, I believe that's Ronnebaum. That's Faith Ronnebaum, and she gets it to Chloe Ronnebaum. And she'll bring it around the right side. They're in the right corner now, and that's Maya Eckstein. Indians with her trapped there. They do get it out, and they get it inside and partially blocked by Homan. She gets the rebound. Kennedy Mullenkamp coming down court, and she goes up. No good. No foul, and it's the Flyers coming the other way. Chloe Ronnebaum gets it over to, I'm not sure who it was, I believe that's Eckstein, back out to Chloe Ronnebaum, and over in the right corner to Faith Ronnebaum, and she'll get it out to Maya Eckstein at the top of the key. She gets it over to Toby, to Evers, and over to Faith Ronnebaum. She'll shoot a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Indians trail 15-11. Carly coming down the court, and she's at the top of the key, guarded heavily by Faith Ronnebaum. Faith Ronnebaum is a freshman, and she's 5'10". So it is, let's see, Cameron to Carly. They're doing the the dribble pass. And so another girl ties up Carly. Carly throws her to the floor, but apparently she had it long enough to get the jump ball. Alternate possession goes to the Flyers. It'll be on the Fort Recovery end, so they'll go the length of the court. Indians with a little bit of pressure here. They'll get it into Chloe Ronnebaum. She'll get it back to Mesher, to Chloe Ronnebaum, to Emerson Mesher. She gets it across. They try to go inside, knocked away by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and it rolled away. She had it, but she didn't have a real good handle on it, and it was rolling right toward Emma Schmitz, but she didn't realize it, and she was going to the other end thinking that Kennedy had it. So Flyers have the ball. They get it in into the right corner for Emerson Mesher. Gets it to Ava Unrath, goes inside, shot no good. Rebound. Holman brings it up for the Indians. Cameron Mullenkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp on the top of the key. She'll go inside. That nice left-handed shot didn't go this time. Emma Schmitz almost had the rebound. The Flyers have it, but they're going to call a push. Flyers have it, went out of bounds, and they're calling a bump on the Indians that caused her to go out of bounds. So that is one foul for the Flyers, two fouls for the Indians this quarter. Minute 44. And it is Ava Unrath trying to get the ball up court. She does to Chloe Ronnebaum. She'll go inside, goes up around the rim and in. It is 17-11. Indians have only scored 2 points here in this quarter. The Flyers have scored 9. And Carly's bringing the ball up court. And this time, Faith Ronnebaum does get called for the foul. A couple of times she's been able to reach in and grab the ball and get a jump ball called, but she is called for the foul this time. And so the Indians take it out in front of the scorer's table and have it minute 23. Carly has it way out past the volleyball line. She'll get it to Cameron. Cameron to Holman in the right corner. She'll dribble in, tries to get it to the to her player and stolen, but given back to the Indians, and Carly Niekamp was under the basket with the ball, and she throws it right in. 17-13, and it is Flyers with the ball. Unrast way out there, and she goes inside to, looks like Emerson Mesher, and she's fouled by... That's on Carly Niekamp. And so that will put... it's like Maya Eckstein at the line for the Flyers. They lead 17-13. 53 seconds left here in quarter number one. That's up and in, 18-13. She gets one more. And it's up. Off the back of the rim, no good. Holman with the rebound. She'll bring it up court. And... over to Cameron Mullenkamp on the left side. She will dribble it, get to Carly in the right corner, back out to Cameron. Kennedy in the right corner. That is up, no good. Carly with the rebound, up. She was fouled, but no call, and her shot is no good. And the Flyers are coming down court with the ball again. It's Ronnebaum to Mesher, back out to Faith Ronnebaum. Chloe Ronnebaum in the right corner, and Unrast over to, can't see who it is in the left corner. That was Emerson Mesher. She comes in and makes a layup from the left side. 20-13, 20 seconds left here. She goes inside, back out to Holman, and she puts the shot up. No good. So the end of the second quarter. Halftime. It is Flyers 20, Indians 13. We'll be back after this from the Tin Cupboard.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
This is Trevor Winning, owner of Top Ranch LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Ranch LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Trevor Winning, owner of Top Ranch LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Ranch LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians trailing the Marion Local Flyers 20-13 after leading 9-8 at the end of the first quarter. So the Indians scored only 4 points in that quarter, where the Flyers scored 12. A lot of kind of relentless defense, and the Indians weren't able to handle a lot of it. We missed some pretty good shots. So, if we'd have made some of those shots that usually we make, this would be noticeably closer and be a different ball game. But Indians definitely still in it, because all we have to do is get out there and win the, especially the first two or three or four minutes of the first or of the third quarter. We need to improve on that. So, we'll talk about the things we have coming up. It'll be tomorrow. If you look at your schedule, there was a boys game with the Flyers scheduled, but obviously they haven't started their basketball season yet, just finishing their football season 6 days ago as the state championship. With a record, I believe that's 64 straight, and probably, I'm going to guess, maybe... Uh, 79-1 in the last five seasons, but undefeated in the last four. They lost the state championship, I believe, 5 years ago. And I think up to that was their only loss that year. They might have lost to Coldwater or somebody, but so they might have had two. But out of the last 80 games, they have won 79 of them. So that's not too bad. So that will not be played, but the Saturday game on your schedule. Boys will be at Bradford and will simulcast Rob Weaver, WPGW, and the huddle video will be available. And next week, Tuesday, the girls are at St. Mary's, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the huddle will be available for that. In fact, I think I've looked at every game on our schedule, boys and girls, and I believe every game will be available on the huddle. And there will be some available on the NFHS. But if you're watching the Fort Recovery, if they're home games, for now I believe that we are only on the NFHS with our audio. But that will be switched over to Huddle or both as soon as they can get all the proper wiring and all the there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. You don't just say, well, you know, hook up and then just gets hooked up. So they're working on that, going to make that work. But anyway, Tuesday, girls at St. Mary's. Thursday, girls at Parkway. That's varsity only, and that'll be at 6 o'clock. We'll simulcast WPGW for that, and the huddle video will be available. And Friday, the boys will host Parkway. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with our audio on the huddle video, and the NFHS video will also be available. And then Saturday, the boys will host Ansonia, and we'll simulcast WPGW, and their audio will be on the huddle, and NFHS also available. That'll be Coach Tony Overton's Ansonia Tigers next Saturday. Very quick recap, because we never get final numbers, but in the building and pledged last night, our Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala, Jack Stogler organizes all of that. Chuck Rohr does all the technical work, and Bob, Bill, Harold, and Rocker all kick in, and we have lots and lots of people coming on, singing.
Cold-hearted orb rules the night.
Their performances like that. A lot of really good local talent. And then our talking guys sitting around saying dumb stuff. And we raised over $200,000 so far, with more always coming in the mail. Some of what comes in the mail is already pledged and counted, but lots of it is not. I understand there was a very large donation by a local business. No idea who that was, but big thanks to them. But over $200,000 that our guys raised last night, and that money will go out to various people around the area. Money comes from around the area and goes back out to around the area, and to help people out in tough circumstances, usually medical situations, sometimes death in the family, sometimes just tough things going on in their life. And we just want to help people. I shouldn't really say we. I don't have much to do with it. But they just want to help people. Our generous, very generous local people have donated a lot of money, so they're able to just continue helping a lot of people around the area. So, again, over $200,000 so far. My best guess is we're probably going to end up with $225,000, but we never know how much it is. And we don't really end up, I shouldn't say that, because there are people who donate parts of their income tax refund. If they would happen to get an inheritance or some extra money that they weren't expecting, sometimes they'll bless us with a little bit more from found money, we'll call it. That happens a lot. A lot of times it gets Venmo'd straight to the Community Foundation, and that's absolutely welcome too. Or you can mail it directly to them, Post Office Box 52. It started off as just, let's see if we can raise $1,000, and now we've gone, last night we went over $1 million about an hour into it, that we've been able to raise in 9 years. So we'll be back with the start of quarter number three, Indians trailing 20-13 to the Marion Local Flyers, back in just a minute.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help when you've had a loss and need help with the claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 419-375-4181.
Welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Beginning of quarter number three. Indians have the ball first. McKenna Hillscamp has it down on the right wing. A jump ball pulled away by, looked like it might have been Ava Unrest of the Flyers, but they call it a jump ball, and it'll be Flyers ball. 7 minutes, 39 seconds, beginning of quarter number three. Indians trail 20-13, only scoring 4 points in that second quarter. Those are those lulls that we have to eliminate, and we did not do that very well in that second quarter, so we need to make a nice run here. Flyers moving the ball around. It is Unrest, and she'll get it in the left corner to Chloe Ronnebaum. It's out on the right wing. Three-pointer up, no good. And rebounded by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she is fouled by Chloe Ronnebaum. It's student night, student appreciation night, and it's a whiteout, and the student section is filled with white pool noodles and kids waving them around and bonking each other on the head, and it's just pretty awesome sight here. Kennedy Mullenkamp bringing the ball up against Chloe Ronnebaum. She'll get it to Cameron Mullenkamp, and she'll get it to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna has been out with two or three fouls here, she's back in. So we have Carly Niekamp at the top looking for somebody to get the ball to. Nobody's coming. She gets it out to McKenna. She's dribbling down in the left corner. She tries to get it over to Homan, taken away by one of the Flyers, and they try to get it to one of theirs, and Carly steals it, gets it to Homan, misses, gets her own rebound, up and in, and it's 20-15. Indians trying to get something going here, and so far they're the only team that scored. It's Unrest quickly ahead to Chloe Ronnebaum, back to Unrest, down in the corner to Faith Ronnebaum. She dribbles in, and they're going to call a foul, I think. Nope, looks like maybe Indians might have grabbed it and then stepped on the line. So it'll be Emerson Mesher getting the ball in, and she just gets it in time, and it's tied up underneath, and the Indians come away with the ball. And McKenna Hillscamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she will bring it across the 10-second line, guarded by Ronnebaum again, Chloe. And Homan open, but I think that was partially tipped, missed, and Ronnebaum gets a rebound. And it'll be Emerson Mesher, goes inside to Faith Ronnebaum. Nice little hook, goes up and in, and it's 22-15, each team with 2 points here. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. McKenna Hillscamp will bring the ball up, and she'll dribble down to the left corner, gets away from her and off of the Flyer player. She was dribbling and went off the Flyer player's leg, out of bounds. Indians will take the ball out under our own basket. It'll be Cameron Mullenkamp going to trigger it in for the Indians. 22-15 here. And Carly Niekamp has it out to Homan on the right wing. Kennedy Mullenkamp on the right corner. She goes for a little 5-foot jumper, and that's in. 22-17. Indians down five. Flyers with the ball. Emerson Mesher. She's looking to somebody to get to, and she gets it to Eckstein. They try to go inside and tipped away and picked back up. And Chloe Ronnebaum throws it up at the basket, and it goes in, 24-17. And Indians get it into McKenna Hillscamp. She'll bring it down. She'll dribble into the left corner. And she's looking for somebody to get it to. Gets it, a bounce pass to Carly. She'll go in. Oh, missed the shot. A pretty easy shot. There was a couple of fouls on the rebound, but nothing called. And the Flyers come away with it. And it'll be Unrest going down in the right corner. And Kennedy Mullenkamp with a big block. That time she blocked another one, but they call a foul on this one. But the first one was absolutely clean. She was away from the body, and her arm just went up and pushed the ball back down. But that'll put Maya Eckstein in the at the foul line. And I believe they said that was Kennedy's third, but I'm not sure. Individual numbers are not showing tonight. That part is broken on our scoreboard, and also the part where it shows how many fouls, like after somebody gets a foul, it'll say the player and the number. That is also not working. So First shot missed. Second shot made by Maya Eckstein, 25-17. And it's an eight-point lead now for the Flyers. They've scored three straight. Kennedy is bringing the ball up slowly. We need to get across center court. McKenna Hillskamp still not across. And I'd say that was very close to 10 seconds. Kennedy has it in quickly to Holman. She goes up, and she is fouled by Chloe Ronnebaum. I'll see if I can... Second foul for Chloe Ronnebaum. That'll put Holman at the line. She's usually a pretty good foul shooter. Let's see if she can get two for us here. Bridget Holman, her first shot up, off the back of the rim, and away. So we missed the first one. 4:13 left here in quarter number three, and it'll be Bridget Holman with another foul shot. That one is up and also misses. So I jinxed her, I guess. And it'll be rebound by the Flyers. That's Emerson Mesher, guarded by McKenna. And it'll be passed off to Maya Eckstein, back across to Unrast, and out at the top of the key. And she goes up, and no good. They're going to call a foul on Faith Ronnebaum, I believe, underneath. Yep. That's her, Faith's second, team third here in the quarter, 25-17. Indians down eight here in quarter number three. 3 minutes, 49 seconds left. So a little under half of the quarter left to play. McKenna Hillskamp brings the ball across, being guarded by Unrast. And Unrast is harassing her, but she gets it, keeps it under control. Ball thrown to Kennedy Mullenkamp. They're going to call over and back, but I am very sure that Kennedy Mullenkamp wasn't the last one to touch it before it went across, it went to the backcourt. But that is what the call is, so it'll be Faith Ronnebaum, the 5'10 freshman, triggering the ball in for the Flyers. She'll get it to Unrast. 3 minutes, 30 seconds here in quarter number three, 25-17, Lady Flyers. We need to get we need to keep them from getting a run, and we need to make a run of our own. And it is down in the right corner with Maya Eckstein. She'll get it out to Unrast at the top of the key, back to Chloe Ronnebaum, then out to Emerson. Then it'll be over to Unrast. She goes up, no good. Rebound, Chloe Ronnebaum. That is up and in. Fought for that one hard. 27-17, 10-point lead now for the Flyers. And Carly Niekamp will bring the ball up court. Get it to Holman in the corner. She'll shoot a three. Well short. Rebound to the Flyers. And it'll be Unrast getting the ball up court. Ronnebaum inside to Eckstein. No good. Rebound to the Indians. And Holman will bring the ball up court. Bumped by the Flyers. And they're going to... So she was going to one of the Flyers, I believe it was Eckstein, yep, jumped on to try to get a jump ball, and she missed the ball completely but ended up laying on top of Carly. So that'll be the fourth foul for the Lady Flyers in this quarter. 2 minutes, 23 seconds. Indians down 10, 27-17. And Cameron Mullenkamp will get it into McKenna Hillskamp. She's guarded by Kaylin Toby. And so she gets it to Cameron Mullenkamp, gets it to Kennedy Mullenkamp, tackled by Chloe Ronnebaum. Fight for the ball. Cameron comes up with it and gets it to Kennedy. Kennedy tries to get it ahead to McKenna Hillskamp, and just a little over her head. And Coach Deitch is going to call a timeout. And we'll take a timeout with them, 27-17. And we'll be back right after this from Strolls Appliance in Portland.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. 2 minutes, 1 second left here in quarter number three. Indians trail 27-17. Flyers going the length of the court. They get it in. And Kayla Toby has it. She does get it across the 10-second line. Maya Eckstein to Ronnebaum. Out past the volleyball line. Brings it in to the left key. Dribbles over to the right key. Passes it off to Emerson Mesher. Over to Natalie Evers. She'll dribble around to the right side. And Kaylin Toby. Get it way over in the left corner to Emerson Mesher. They're all the way back out at the top of the key again. And Mesher then over to Eckstein at the top of the key. Back out to Mesher. She'll dribble into the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Flyers. Up and good. That was Eckstein with the rebound and put back, 29-17. Indians needed to make a good run here in the third quarter, and we haven't been doing that yet. But Cameron Mullenkamp with a shot up, a three-pointer, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it was finally grabbed by Natalie Evers, and she tried to pass it to one of her teammates under our basket, and it was kicked by Carly Niekamp. So the Flyers will be taking it out of bounds. Kennedy Mullenkamp comes out, and it looks like Emma Schmitz has gone in for her. So it'll be the Flyers getting the ball in. Eckstein will bring the ball up court, guarded by Homan. She'll dribble into the lane, passes off over across the lane to Kayla Toby, Kaylin Toby, and she goes up and in. And it's now 14-point lead for the Flyers with 40 seconds left to play. Homan dribbles in, kicks it back out to Carly. Carly's three-pointer, no good. We've had some pretty good shots, but they haven't been falling for us. We need to get that fixed before we get way, way down. It's plenty now with 14. Flyers with the ball down in the right corner, and they're going to kick it back out to Unrest. She'll dribble all the way out to the center circle. 16 seconds left here in quarter number four. Flyers lead 31-17. They're going to work for the last shot. It is Evers at the left wing, and she'll get it to Unrest, and she'll dribble up, and she puts it up and in, and a buzzer goes off, and it is 33-17. So the Indians only scored 4 points in each of the last two quarters, and the Flyers have scored 28, so 26, excuse me. So the middle two quarters were not good to the Indians, and those are the ones we need to win, and we've recently had that same kind of problem. We're going to take the break here and be back with the fourth and final quarter back after this.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets. It's time for basketball, and it's also time to get that new Lazy Boy recliner to watch the March Madness games in comfort from Meddler's Furniture in downtown Portland, Indiana, and now also at Fort Recovery's own Simple Touch Home Decor. The Simple Touch now stocks select items from Meddler's Furniture right here in Fort Recovery. These two great businesses are partnering to provide their customers with quality furniture and decor products that are displayed at both stores. Now you can shop for that Lazy Boy recliner and other top quality furniture for your home and your unique home decor items, not only at Meddler's Furniture in Portland, but also at a Simple Touch in Fort Recovery. Check out the selection at both stores. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse, quarter number four. And the Indians have the ball first, but they threw it away. Flyers come down, make a move inside, and believe that was Chloe Ronnebaum, might not have been, but foul on the Indians, and her first shot is up and good, and they put the points up for the home team, but it's 34-17 instead of 33-18. If you're looking, if you're watching on the video, they changed the score, put the point on our scoreboard, but that would make it 35-17 with 7:34 left in regulation, we'll call it, although it's probably going to be the end of the game, but we'll see how that goes. Indians have only scored 8 points total in the last two quarters, and Flyers have scored 26. So after Indians leading in the first quarter, kind of got away from us, we steal the ball, just barely save it, but it's saved to the Flyers. And it goes inside to number 22, Maya Eckstein, 37-17. They do have the scoreboard right now. Pass ahead to Homan. She goes up. Another shot that should have gone and did not go. Rebound to the Flyers, but Cameron Mullenkamp ties her up. And the alternating possession goes to the Flyers. It's under 7 minutes left here in quarter number four. And have a substitute coming in for the Flyers. The Chloe Ronnebaum coming in for Maya Eckstein. So we have two Ronnebaum girls in again with Faith Ronnebaum, number 40, the 5'10 freshman, and Chloe, the 5'7 senior. Chloe has the ball right now, guarded by Kennedy Mullenkamp. She gets it across to Faith, and shot up, no good. Rebound by Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll bring it up. Gets it over in the right corner to Homan. She goes inside to Carly. She's going to try to get something going, and they're going to call a jump ball again. What's happening? Carly will get the ball, and they'll go right at it. And there is some contact, but they're able. But she, now every time there's a tie-up, she ends up throwing the other girl to the floor because she's not letting go. But somehow they're getting to it without getting a foul called. So we take the ball out of bounds, goes inside to Homan. Shot up, no good. And she gets her own rebound, shoots again, and fouled by Maya Eckstein. So Homan will go to the line again. She was 0 for 2 her first time up. 37-17, under 6.5 minutes to go. And that one is off the back of the rim. All three of hers have been off the back of the rim tonight. And she's usually pretty deadly. So let's see if we can get this one in. Get her range adjusted just a little bit. About 6 inches would be just about right. That one's short. So that'll be a rebound to the Flyers. Chloe Ronnebaum gets the ball quickly ahead to Unrest. She's on the right wing. Kicks it out to Emerson Mesher on the left wing. And down in the left corner to Faith Ronnebaum. She puts ball up, tipped away. McKenna Hillskamp with the rebound. She's trying to get it forward, and it's tied up by the Lady Flyers. And it'll be alternating possession. I thought it was ours. I must have missed one. I thought they got the last one. So it'll be the Flyers' ball. And Emerson Mesher will be triggering in, and she'll get it into Avea Unrest, A-V-A-E Unrest, and she'll dribble it to the left wing, over to Chloe Ronnebaum in the left corner. She goes up, and from behind the basket, she reaches up and bounces it off the glass and in, and it's 39-17. And McKenna Hillskamp bringing it up, and she's fouled by Ava Unrest. That's first foul on Unrast and the first foul on the Flyers this quarter. 5:41 left here in the third quarter, and Cameron Mullenkamp will trigger it in for the Indians. She gets it to Homan, who is fouled on the shot underneath and can't get it in. She is 0-for-4 tonight at the line, and she is a better foul shooter than that. So the Indians have not scored this quarter, and the Flyers have scored 5. Homan's shot up around the rim and in, so we finally get a point on the board, and she's 1-for-5. And Homan will have another shot. Third team foul on the Lady Flyers. This one goes up and also in. She's found her range. Coach Deitch is going to call a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with him. We'll be back right after this from Brick Street Tavern.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse. They're giving out lots and lots and lots of prizes to these kids, all the way from kindergarten all the way up to seniors. There's a $100 cash, I believe, and I believe a $50 cash. Lots and lots of gift certificates to local businesses. I'm going to guess hundreds of dollars were given away to these students tonight, showing up in the whiteout. The ball goes inside to for the Flyers, goes inside to Faith Ronnebaum, knocked away by the Indians and touched off of one of the Flyers' legs. So it'll be Indians' ball out of bounds, 39-19. Indians only have 2 points this quarter. Good news is we've held them to 5 in 3 minutes, but 5 minutes, 22 seconds left here. Homan shooting a 3 from outside, no good for the Indians. Rebound for Maya Eckstein. She got the rebound, stepped away, and then somebody else tried to grab it, and she stepped away again, so she's called for travel. Indians ball under our own basket. Cameron Mullenkamp going to trigger it in here, and she's going to get it to Homan. She'll go in the lane right side. Shot again that she usually makes. Did not go in. And rebound to the Flyers. That's Unrast bringing it up. She'll get it to Maya Eckstein. And she is guarded heavily by McKenna. Gets it to Unrast. And she dribbles around the right side. Tries to go in. And shot up. No good. Rebound. Indians had it, but got tipped away by the Flyers, so Indians will take it out, going the length of the court. Cameron to McKenna Hulskamp, and she'll get it across the 10-second line. She'll bring it up to the foul line, kick it out to Homan on the right corner. Still can't make that shot. Her range is just off tonight. She's had some nice shots, and she's usually deadly. So it is Indians' ball. Homan will go in again. Tries that little hook shot coming across the lane from left to right, and that is up and, again, missed a shot she usually makes. 39-19, Indians ball under our own basket. 4:23 left in the fourth quarter, and it'll be Carly Niekamp kicks it out to Homan. She's way out past the volleyball line, and she'll dribble to the right side. Cameron to Kennedy in the corner. She'll dribble inside, goes inside, and this time she didn't go off the glass, went right straight into the basket. 39-21, and it is Unrast with the ball. She'll kick it in the corner to Faith Ronnebaum, and they tried to get it underneath, thrown away a little ahead of the player, so it'll be Indians' ball going the length of the court with the press. And gets it into McKenna Hulskamp. Under 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Hulskamp still with the ball. Gets it to Homan, she'll go inside, puts it up, no good. Might have been a foul, no call. And scrum for the rebound. Flyers come away with it. It's 3-on-2, and they'll stop at the foul line. They kick it off to the right side. Misses by long shot. And rebound was off of one girl, but it bounced off of Carly's leg just as it was going out of bounds. And it is Flyers ball. The Mesher in a triggered in two. Can't see who that is, but it's almost taken away. Unrest has it out, clear up, way back out at the top of the key, almost in the center circle, guarded by Homan out there. She's looking to try to get a move. She dribbles, turns, goes back to the right, and a dribble down in the corner. Ball taken away by McKenna Hillskamp, and she gets it off to Carly Niekamp. And looked like we were going to be in trouble, so Coach Deitch calls a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with him. Be back right after this.
At BU Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
We're back here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, Indians trail 39-21. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And we have scored 4 points. We've scored 4 points, and they have scored five here in the fourth quarter. We need to keep them held down, but we need to get points on the board. McKenna Hillskamp brings ball up, taken away as she tried to pass it to Kennedy. Chloe Ronnebaum goes up, no good. Rebound to Unrest, but they're going to call a foul possibly on McKenna. Nope, they're going to call it on Kennedy. I think that's only her second. McKenna, I believe, has three. That's her first, Kennedy's first. So it'll be Chloe Ronnebaum at the line. First one is up and good, 40-21. Chloe Ronnebaum with one more. That is up off the back of the rim, way up, and then back down through. So 41-21, lead back to 20 for the Lady Flyers. Hillskamp to Mullenkamp to Carly Niekamp. She will kick it back out to Kennedy on the right wing. Kennedy kicks it over to McKenna on the left wing. She'll take a long three, just a little bit long. And rebound eventually comes to the Lady Flyers. McKenna steals it, and she's trapped in the corner. And Tyler Deitch will call a timeout to save that possession. And we'll, again, take a timeout with them. I'll be back after this from the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA knows that the holiday season can be a very busy time, and it can be a challenge to find the time to make a good meal for your family. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want: chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back. Indians with the ball. We get it inbounds and over to McKenna on the right wing. She kicks it over to Homan in the left corner. She'll dribble in, up off the glass and in. 41-23 now. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left here in quarter number four. And it'll be Flyers bringing the ball in. Tipped away, Cameron Mullenkamp with a shot. Comes around, no, does not make the shot. Carly Niekamp, I believe she traveled trying to pull away, but no, no call, and she can't make the shot either. Flyers coming back up, and it is Eckstein has the ball. Then over to Evers, back to Eckstein, now out to Ava Unrast, out past the volleyball line, and she has to start dribbling when the Indians go out and defend her. 23-41, Indians down by 18. Flyers with the ball, minute and a half to go. And they go inside. They kick it back outside. And they're going to call a double dribble. I did not see anything there, but they're not protesting. So I'm going to guess that was a good call. And it'll be Indians ball. Minute 27 seconds left here in quarter number four. And Maya Eckstein gets a nice hand as she comes off the floor, a sophomore for the Lady Flyers. And McKenna Hillskamp brings the ball up court for the Indians. Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she'll dribble to the left, gets it to Holman. She goes up right at the basket. Again, did not make the shot. Carly with a rebound. She goes up and in with that little right-hand hook. 41-25, just over a minute left here in quarter number four. Flyers with the ball. They get it up quickly ahead to Mesher. Over on the left side to Kaylin Toby. Another really good sophomore for the Lady Flyers. Zero juniors on this Flyers team. But a lot of pretty good sophomores, just like Fort Recovery has. So we have Flyers moving the ball around, and we did get a foul here. I think they're going to call that on McKenna Hillskamp, trying to get the steal. That's our third team foul, each team with three team fouls. Flyers got theirs very, very early. And so Unrast will come out. Another nice hand, and they'll be putting in new players for them. Flyers with the ball. And they get it into Emerson Mesher. And tipped away, stolen by the Indians. Carly gets it ahead to McKenna. She'll dribble into the lane, and looked like they might have had all ball, but they're going to call a foul on her. I think that was number 30, Kylie Shainline, maybe. So it'll be McKenna at the line, McKenna Hillskamp. That one bounces off the front of the rim and off. 41-25. Indians trailing here, fourth quarter, 31 seconds to go. McKenna Hillskamp up, and that's in, 41-26. Flyers, we're still pressing a little bit, trying to, I think what both teams are doing is we're practicing in our press, and they're practicing trying to break it, and we steal it. McKenna tried to get it inside to Carly, but got tipped away, and in the scramble for the ball, it's tied up. And alternate possession goes to the Indians. 41-26, 23.8 left here in quarter number four. Cameron Mullenkamp throws it in to Kennedy Mullenkamp. No good. A nice inside shot. We've missed a lot of shots that we normally make, and pretty easy shots. Another jump ball on the rebound, and that one will go to the Flyers with 19.3 left here. Flyers will slowly bring it up. No rush. 16 seconds left. They probably will try to dribble and pass this out. 14 has it. Over in the left, that 14 is Gina Bruns. Back out to the top with Kaylin Toby. And that is it. Final score, 41-26. And Indians go down to defeat. We are now 2-5. Flyers go to 4 wins, no losses, and 2 wins, no losses in the MAC, I believe. So we'll be back after this. A couple of messages from our sponsors, Miracle Lanes.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Indians are defeated by the Lady Flyers, 41-26. Kind of went, they started off, I believe they were leading 6-0, and then we got five straight points, 6-5, went back and forth a little bit. We ended up with leading in the first quarter, at the end of the first quarter, 9-8. Then we came up with a four-point second quarter. Not good, and Flyers had 12, so it's 20-13 at half. They outscored us 14-4 in the third quarter, so those second and third quarters, we only scored 4 points in each one of those quarters. And in the final quarter, I think we outscored them 9-7 or something like that, but it was already, the final score is probably already determined unless we can score 25 points. So anyway, Indians go to 2-4. And not as good as we wanted to do here. We missed a lot of easy shots. Several of our girls missed shots they usually make. Don't know what that was about, but it happens sometimes. 41-26 is our final score. And what we have coming up, tomorrow night's game, scheduled with Marion Local Flyers boys, will not be played because they're only six nights away from having won the state football championship. In typical MAC style. And then, but Saturday, the boys will play at Bradford. That'll be WPGW simulcast. All the games, I think, boys and girls, the rest of the season will be on Huddle video. Also, some might be in FHS, but we will have Huddle definitely at Bradford on Saturday. Next week, Tuesday, girls at St. Mary's, and that'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast. Thursday, girls at Parkway. That'll be varsity only at 6 o'clock, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. Friday, the boys will host Parkway. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and our audio will be on the Huddle video, probably, possibly the NFHS, possibly both. Don't know for sure till they get that all the technicalities sorted out on that. And then on Saturday, the boys will host Coach Tony Overton's and Sonia Tigers and WPGW simulcast, and their audio will be on the Huddle video. So that's what's coming up. Again, Indians fall 41-26 to the Lady Flyers, and we were leading 9-8 at the end of the first quarter after a nice little comeback there, but they outscored us. We only scored 4 points in the second quarter, 4 points in the fourth quarter, and they scored 26 in that span. So that was the game, those middle two quarters. The first quarter and the last quarter, we outscored them by a point or two. In the middle, they outscored us by almost 20. So didn't work out how we wanted, but still, it's you know, we keep moving on. We keep playing okay. We missed a lot of shots, a lot of inside shots, and some outside shots we usually make that just didn't go for us. So that's how it goes sometimes. So I want to thank all of our sponsors that help us get all of this out and done. And I want to thank Anthony Reichner for helping me out here tonight. And he's going to be breaking all this stuff down and putting the game in the archives for you later tonight. Be probably a half hour maybe. until we get that in there. So we appreciate everybody listening, and we'll see you with Bradford simulcast from WPGW on Saturday. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.